All right, welcome back, everyone, to the Gophers Get a Grip here at Industrious Family Film Studios. Today, we got a special guest on. How you doing, Phil?
Hi, Mom. I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
We're all good. Ain't that right?
Yeah. Good.
Good to see our old friend, Phil.
So you're from fake news commercials, right?
That's correct. Yes, we've got a little gig going. Instant water. You just rush to your scam markets and get your instant water. That's my business and what I do for my living, and you know, pays good. You know, I'm also a FedEx jumper, but you know, minor details.
Yeah. It turned your teeth green. Instant water.
All bubbly and green. Nasty stuff.
Got any more products?
Yes. I've been playing soccer a lot lately. I'm getting my shins and knees picked out of place, but you know, no pain, no gain. So it is what it is. Yeah, what about you all?
How was your Easter? Oh, we were good. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. My Easter? Yeah, we had we had some Italian sodas and we went to the vigil and then went to the Sunday mass. So and had an old friend over. So it was nice. What do you guys do?
Declan and I served low mass.
And oh really?
Yeah, we hid 90 eggs.
Oh wow.
Oh, still there's still 18 missing.
Yeah, we can't find 18. So
they blew away.
Might have. It's pretty windy.
Yeah.
What else?
We watched the
Michael patch. Wasn't around. He went somewhere else. So yeah. Tell him about your party.
Yeah, I went up to Post Falls for a friend's birthday party / Easter party.
I see. Yep. If you want to go to a place, it's Post Falls. Can't beat it.
We watched The Passion on Good Friday.
You did? Was that your first time, Declan?
No.
Nope.
Yeah. We used to do that every Good Friday, but lately we've been going to Tenebrae, an abbey that's 10 minutes away, so that's what we've been doing. Do that 3 days in a row, three nights rather in a row, so phenomenal.
Phil, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
How can you be a Catholic gentleman in this time and age? How do you do it?
Well, you see, receiving the sacraments is very vital. Keeping a good prayer life, and also watching good films too. That if you watch bad films, if you watch bad films, if you watch bad films, like Michael said, you know, you get bad presidents, basically, bad people in general. A lot of bad trash out there, like, bad books, bad movies. It's all junk. But, just good prayer life and the sacraments, I'd say.
How's the weather there?
Over here, it's been pretty windy. We've got some good gusts. Just driving on the road today and almost blew me off. It was a little scary. But, pretty sunny and pretty clean out. What about there, huh? You're 1,500 miles away, so great difference.
It's cold.
Snowing.
Oh, still snowing.
Snowing in the morning, melting in the day, snowing at night.
It's 50, 60 degrees here.
Wow.
43. I think 43 is the highest today and probably a low of 29. That's what it's been like.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Seems like the Weather Channel people are just doubling it up.
41 degrees here.
We didn't have any snow for Easter. It was like 70 degrees, so it was pretty nice Easter. And for Christmas, that's a sad thing down in Missouri. We didn't have a centimeter, but of course the day after Christmas, that's when we got 3 inches of snow.
So Phil, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
What do you believe Ben-Hur to be, a Christmas movie or an Easter movie?
I believe it more to be an Easter movie, I'd say.
Okay.
You know, more along the beginning, I guess, more Christmas, but at the end, I'd say Easter. So, That's my opinion. Of course, I've never actually watched the real Ben Hur. I'd like to, but I watched the little CCC kid production, so that's what I go off of.
Let's see. I had one more.
What's your favorite Hollywood golden era film?
I'd say Ten Commandments was done really good. I haven't seen that in a long time, but from what I remember, that was phenomenal.
Yay, that'd be me and you the same person.
We Brooklyn, all fist bump.
Well, we had our film festival yesterday, and got the winners. The winners are...
What are the winners?
Nefarious, right number there, one. First place is Nefarious. Last Guardian was number two, and then Christmas from Industrious Family Studios was number three. There's your winners. Have you seen the farce?
Nefarious, yes. That was an intense movie. when he tries to break, when he breaks his own pinky, that was kind of nasty. And then he shattered the light bulb. Ew, that was interesting. I'd only watched it once, but yeah, I think once was good enough for me.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Once is good enough for me.
I bought Becky a whole thing of popcorn, and it was still full by the end of the
movie. Yeah, I couldn't even watch it.
Oh, really? Yeah. So you guys did Christmas for
it's called a Christmas called Today. Christmas. It's a
music video
of Faustina just wandering around town.
Oh yes, I saw that one. That was good.
Yeah, we got we had quite a bit of movies this year. We got The Secrets of the Saints and The End Times, Heaven's Match, Last Guardian, Day of Glory, Pop Goes the Toaster, which was pretty funny. And then The Martyrdoms of Cyprian and Justina and Christmas Today. And then The Elimination and then Nefarious, which was the number one winning. And it was pretty cool. So.
Yeah.
We got 55 seconds left on the show, so let's say goodbye to Phil from Fake News Commercials. See
you
later,
Good seeing
you,
buddy.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
So stay tuned, folks, for our next week video, which will be coming out Monday, 6:40-ish, I believe. But that puts us in is this our fourth show? Third show of the beginning of the podcast, and stay tuned for more with The Gophers Get the Grip from Industrious Family Films.
Bye.
Bye.